Named one of the outstanding five speakers in the world.
Inducted into the Speaker Hall of Fame.
Award-winning singer.
Best-selling author.
And now, here's Willie Jolly.
Are you tired of crying and complaining? Tired of feeling like life don't treat you fair? Do you see so many others moving on while you're steady going nowhere? Have you maybe come to the conclusion that there's nothing at all that you can do? Well, just look in a mirror and you'll see who is really truly stopping you.
Just a minute. Only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me. Can't refuse it. Didn't seek it. Didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it. Give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute. But an eternity is in it. Hello, everybody. This is Willie Jolly. And welcome to the Willie Jolly Show across America. Thank you for taking time and spending your minutes with us. We're excited about another opportunity to share some ideas, some strategies, some techniques, some principles with you that will help you find and grow your wealth, your prosperity, as well as your service to others. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be a great show today. This is going to be a life-changing show today. I can tell you right now in advance, I already know, because the guests I have on are two of my dear friends who have made an impact in the world, not just in America, not just in a city, but in the world with their thinking. Thought leaders who have been on the cutting edge of creating success, wealth, and prosperity. Now, we're going to get to it. You know, I want to take a moment to say thank you to all of those who listen every week. Thank you for those who are new, who've heard about the show from their friends. And I want to thank all of you who've been telling your friends about the show. Continue to share the word that the Willie Jolly Show is here to help you grow and have greater success. And I want to thank all of you who watch me in Washington, D.C. on CBS television every morning at 6:39 on Channel 9, and in Columbia, South Carolina on the CBS affiliate there, WLTX, at 5:25 and 6:45. And we're going to be going to more stations real soon. Also, for those who watch me on PBS, as well as those who listen to me on WHUR right before the Steve Harvey Morning Show in Washington. Well, we're excited. I've been on a tour with Calvin Boston with the Money Wise Tour. We're coming to a city near you. We're coming to Oakland, California in a couple weeks, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Washington, D.C. We've got a lot of cities left to go, so stay tuned. We're coming to Miami. So look here, folks. Go to the website, moneywise.tv, moneywise.tv. Look for the Empowerment Tour schedule, and then go to my website. You can also see it there. Now, let me tell you about my guest. Oh, before I get there, you know, I always take a moment to thank God for grace, for health, for strength. I give God glory for everything he's done for me, everything he's done for me and my listeners. I want to thank him for strength. And I know everybody doesn't believe like I believe, but I tell people, you know, it's okay with me. If you don't believe like I believe, I just know who does the bread and the buttering for Willie Jolly. And I take time to give him glory and great praise. And, you know, we've had a lot of guests on recently who've talked about something, and that's why I'm so excited about my guest who's about to come on. We've talked about the fact that many people have a distorted and a strange perception of faith, that their faith is supposed to empower them, yet many of them let it depress and to keep them down. They have a twisted theological perspective. They read somewhere that money is the root of all evil, not knowing that it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. They got to reread that scripture. And so my guest today, let me tell you about him. He's one of the great prosperity experts in America. He rose from a jail cell as a teen to become a self-made multi-millionaire who's inspired millions of people around the world. He is the author of 8 books on success, including Prosperity Mind and Accept Your Abundance, which has been translated in over 25 languages, sold to millions of copies worldwide. He's achieved worldwide success, showing people how they can achieve massive prosperity. You can find out more about him at his website, and you can find out more about the things that he talks about that helps people from living their best lives. But if they online, and he's got a whole Google channel. It's incredible. Folks, my dear friend, Randy Gage. Hello, Randy. How are you, my friend?
Oh, great, Willie. Great to be on with you.
Well, thank you.
How could I not be great after that introduction?
Well, it's true, man. You know, I was in Australia a couple years ago, and people were buzzing. They said, Randy Gage is coming to Australia. And I believe you have a place in Australia, don't you?
Yeah, I actually keep an apartment in Sydney because that's one of my favorite cities, and I do a lot of work in the Pacific Rim and Asia, and so it just kind of makes my life a little sweeter if I've got a home, sweet home over there as well when I'm working on that part of the world.
Absolutely. In fact, a gentleman took me to dinner, and you live on the water somewhere in Sydney, and he said, there's Randy's place right over there. You can see it right over there. And I said, oh, okay. He's here. He said, no, he's not here right now, but when he comes, I'll tell him you said hi. I said, tell him I said hi. So look, Randy, I gave the quick synopsis of what Randy Gage is all about. Why don't you fill in? You started with nothing. Let's talk about your start, where you came from, and how you grew it.
Yeah, like you and a lot of the listeners, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon. I was my mother was a single mother who raised 3 kids by herself, and she was literally knocking on doors selling Avon back in those days. And I hated being poor, and I wanted to be successful. It's kind of funny, you know, I'll see someone on TV and they'll be saying, you know, we were poor, but we never knew it. And I'm always watching and I say, really? Because I was poor and I knew it and I hated it.
Right.
And I made up my mind that I was going to grow up and be, you know, at that time I would have just said rich. I just wanted money. Now at this stage of my consciousness, of course, I would say it was prosperity I was really seeking, which was the whole picture.
So you dropped out of high school. And you had some challenges with the law. And somewhere, though, you made a change in your thinking. Tell us where that was.
Big transformation for me, Willie. I'm sitting in a jail cell. I'm 15 years old. I'm in jail for armed robbery. I get visited by a school teacher who I'd never met. He was the father of a gal that dated my best friend. And I had been thrown out of school at that point. So you could say I'm a dropout, but technically I was thrown out. Right? So this guy comes in to see me. His name is Baxter Richardson. And this is in Madison, Wisconsin. And he comes in the jail and he says, you know, my daughter told me about you. And, you know, I've searched your file and you don't belong here. You are capable of great things. And I was just shocked at this. Now, and he said, now, you know, you skip school, you know, all the time. You've been suspended all the time. But I can see you'll skip for 3 weeks straight, and then you'll go take a test, and you rate it reading comprehension at a college level. You know, you could do great things. You don't belong here. And nobody had ever told me anything like that before. I mean, what I heard was, how can someone so smart be so stupid? Right? If I heard that once, I heard it 1,000 times. And I guess I so desperately wanted to believe him, I believed him.
Wow.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say, you know, that, okay, overnight I got out and then I was rich and successful. No, but it was one of those defining moments in your life, and that changed my pathway and got me on a different route, a different journey.
Wow. Now, I assume after that you started a reading or studying or some sort of campaign to grow yourself, because you obviously have, you're a thought leader now. You're on the cutting edge. What was it with that you did?
The greatest blessing I had, the thing that saved me, was I was a reader. I loved to read. And, of course, I just read fiction and mysteries and espionage and stuff. And it was later in my life, probably in my early 20s, that I discovered self-development. Stuff like Think and Grow Rich and The Magic of Thinking Big and As a Man Thinketh. And I didn't know that kind of literature existed. And so I took this habit of mine, which was reading sometimes 5 books a week, and I took it from reading just spy novels to reading self-development stuff. And so even to this day, I'm 52 now. I mean, I work on me every single day.
Absolutely. Folks, this is why he now has become a multimillionaire, because it's what he's listening to, what he's reading, what he has made. And he didn't stop when he started the process. He kept it going. I want to encourage you to get a library. I want you to invest in yourself. I want you to get the thinking. And we were at a conference together not long ago, and someone said this. I thought it was profound. Said, read someone's book and you do a brain transplant. You take the brain that they have, they worked on for that book, may have taken them 2 years to write it, and you take all of that and you can read it in a day or a couple of days, and you transplant it in your mind and you start to think like they think. Well, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk to Randy about prosperity principles. He's going to lay it out for you. He's got some prosperity principles that have helped him, helped millions of people become millionaires. Get your pen out. Get your pencil out. Get your paper out. Get your computer out, because this is about the time to grow your future. You're listening to the Willie Jolly Show across America, and for sure, the best is yet to come.
Someone you can call in the midnight hour, and you know when you call, won't refuse. Call me in the morning, call me late at night, 'cause anytime you call me, you know that it's alright. I'm telling you once, and I'm telling you twice, but you are really getting.
Today, my friend Daryl Green is over there pumping in the music, and he is all excited. We're excited today. We're excited every day. We're excited every time we get to do what we do. We're grateful and excited and thankful. And folks, I hope you're ready to go to another level. I'm telling you, take out your pen and pencil. I've got one of the great prosperity teachers in the world on the line with me, the one and only Randy Gage. Randy, thank you for being on with me, brother.
Yeah, great to be on a show like you're doing that's really spreading that message of prosperity and abundance around.
And let's talk about that, because people struggle with those words. You know, people struggle. And many people struggle with prosperity. They think, you know, sometimes people think, well, I don't want to be prosperous. I just want to be comfortable. I don't want to be rich. I just want to be comfortable. And, you know, Les Brown said something to me one time I've never forgot. He said, I used to think that way until I realized I needed to have riches and wealth to be comfortable. and so, you know, we realize that many people struggle with wealth building. They have tools. They have the skills. God has blessed them with ability. They may be able to do incredible things. They might be great thinkers. They might have great skill sets. But they sabotage themselves. They self-sabotage themselves, and they feel, well, I just want to be comfortable. Let's get them past that. And Randy, you help people get out of that kind of thinking to wealth, because you've done it over and over again. You've created multimillions in your life, and you've helped millions of people become wealthy. Let's talk about what you tell people to do and how to think differently.
Yeah, the first thing I tell them is check what subliminal or subconscious programming you may have, such as money is bad or money is evil, rich people are bad, it's spiritual to be poor. There are a lot of memes, which would be another way to say mind viruses, which are just like viruses you get on your computer, and they infect the hard drive. They infect your subconscious mind, and they propagate, and they parasitize the host. In other words, you get infected with this mind virus, and then you spread it. You get it very early. Most of these you're created before you're 10 years old, from TV, radio, your family, even organized religion, I hate to say, is a very guilty party oftentimes. Governments are guilty parties. So there's a lot of negative programming. And if you don't realize that, you could be going around infected with these limiting beliefs, and they're going to absolutely cause you to self-sabotage yourself.
Absolutely. We had a guy on a couple weeks ago, Paul DeMazzo, who wrote 80 Proven Ways to Become a Millionaire. And one of the things he said is that many people have a religious thinking that is off kilter. And they don't realize that the Bible talks about money over, was it 2,500 times, and talks about love 500 times. And it says money is talked about often because God knows you need money to supply your needs. You need money to take care of your kids. You need money to have good health care. You need money to have a good home. You need money to live the life that God wants you to live. But many people are self-sabotaging because they have this perverted perspective about religion. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, God gives you the power to create wealth. And there's a comma after that, so you can establish his kingdom on the earth. So you can do good for people, that you can give scholarships, that you can bless people, that you can help people who are struggling. And so we want people to get past that and get past that thinking and reframe that thinking that God wants you to do well. He wants you to help people. And you got to have the means to do that. And you got ways to do that. So you're right, Randy. Mind viruses. Oh, you've heard it, folks. Dirty, cold cash. Zig Ziglar said it isn't dirty. It's not cold. It's nice. It's pretty. It's friendly.
Yeah, it's funny. You're touching on something. You know, think of the other expressions.
Yes.
Poor as a church mouse.
Uh-huh.
Filthy rich.
Uh-huh.
Stinking rich.
Yeah.
These are all part of the mind viruses.
That's
and
right.
And of course, as you just pointed out, the Bible is one of the most powerful prosperity textbooks you could ever find.
Yep.
Unfortunately, some of the fundamentalist elements have hijacked the message and distorted it.
That's right. So we want to get people to think, okay, folks, this is a time where you can make a difference, serve people, help people, bless people. Now, Randy, you've been able to do this. You talk to people. You give them thinking and says, okay, folks, here's how you got to get this thinking changed. You got to shift your consciousness. You got to shift something. So what do you tell people in your seminars?
Yeah, the first thing is what we just discussed about finding what the limiting beliefs are that you may have that you're not aware of.
Right.
Then you got to blow them up, man. Mm-hmm. You just got to eviscerate them. And then you got to replace them with empowering beliefs.
Mm.
So you start to realize, okay, yeah, money doesn't buy happiness. Okay. Poverty doesn't buy happiness either.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So you realize, okay, money and material things don't make you happy. The self-expression that money and material things give you, that is what allows you to be happy. And to go a little deeper, we're going to look at the virtue of selfishness, which means don't be a nasty person and just think of yourself and steal from anyone else. It means make sure your own needs are being met first. Make sure charity begins at home. So when you do get your own needs met, then you can help other people. And then it goes for your consciousness evolves, and you go from self-consciousness into what I would call cosmic consciousness. So it's still you do things because they bring you joy, but now the things that bring you joy change. So now you want to give money to the Make-A-Wish Foundation or Save the Rainforest and tie to the source of your spiritual nourishment and helping others. And so they bring you joy, but it's joy done through service.
Mm.
But none of that happens, as you know, Willie, if you don't take care of yourself first, because you know, think of Reverend Ike. What did he used to always say? The best way to help poor people is not be one of them, you know?
And people would, you know, would sometimes criticize him, but he was absolutely right in the sense of the fact that you want to not be part of the gloom and doom. Don't buy into the gloom and doom and the oh, woe is me mindset. And I'm encouraging people that one of the things in my book, Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks, I tell you that you've got to not panic, don't willingly participate, and commiserate. Don't buy into the gloom and doom. And use that process to be able to be a blessing to others and help. And I believe it's important, and Randy, you can confirm this, that you need money for health care, housing, and education for your children. And with means, you're able to do more and do more for more people. Am I right?
Yeah, the meek will inherit the earth, but not if they're paying the minimum balance on their credit cards every month.
Folks, you gotta start getting financially solvent, financially literate. And Randy's one of these people who can encourage you. And let me tell you, he get in your face about it. He don't be playing. He tell people, come on now, you got to do better because you can do better.
Yeah, I've got a YouTube channel and that was one of my recent shows was Poverty Doesn't Buy Happiness. And, you know, one of my books was called Why You're Dumb, Sick, and Broke and How to Get Smart, Healthy, and Rich. So sometimes I think you have to get in people's face a little. You have to, because they're so riddled with these mind viruses and these limited beliefs, sometimes you got to shock them. It's not because I want to be a jerk or I want to be mean. Sometimes I just got to cut through the programming and get people to wake up and realize they can have more, do more, and become more.
Well, how can people tell if they have this mindset that's holding them back? What's the telltale signs?
You know, they don't want to hear it, but the first telltale sign is you're broke. You know, right? Because we all, like me, I struggled for 30 years I was poor. And I wanted to blame it on my crooked partners, and I wanted to blame it on the government, and I wanted to blame it on the economy, and, you know, the state rebuilt the highway in front of the business I had, and I looked at all these external factors. But after 30 years of, you know, negative relationships, health challenges, business failures, all these things happening, I finally had to say, you know, was there one person who was always at the scene of the crime? And, you know, man, I didn't like the answer to that question, Willie, but that was the question I needed to ask. And then I realized, you know what, I was always at the scene of the crime. So maybe it's not all these outside factors. So, I, you know, results don't lie. We live in the greatest time in human history. It has never been easier to become a multimillionaire. It's never been easier to live in abundant health. It's never been easier to live a life of harmony and peace and repose. We live in the greatest time in human history. And so if you're not manifesting prosperity, then you got to figure you've probably got some limiting beliefs, and there's probably some self-sabotage there as a result of those limiting beliefs.
Wow. Folks, stay tuned. We got Randy Gage, the prosperity expert. He's going to tell you how to get a new mindset and create wealth in your life. You're listening to The Willie Jolly Show across America. And for sure, the best is yet to come.
You put wings on my dreams, and overcame my fear of heights. Now
the limit. And the only thing that keeps you from reaching the sky is your thinking. The possibilities are unlimited. This is the greatest time, the greatest country, and the greatest opportunity. Oh, yeah, we've got economic downturns and economic problems, but Warren Buffett said this is the time when stocks are on sale, real estate's on sale, and opportunities are flush all around you. But many people are whining and crying and buying into the gloom and doom. That is why I wanted one of America's and the world's top prosperity teachers to talk to you. And I've been trying to get him on the line for a long time, but we were able to work it out so he could be with you today and be with us today. His name is Randy Gage. He is one of the world's foremost prosperity teachers who teaches you that you can have abundance and prosperity, but you got to change your thinking. And I love what Randy was saying, that if you visit the scene of the crime, who is always there? You are. And so Randy said that's one of the ways that people can tell that they what's holding them back from being prosperous. Now, how can they change this mindset, Randy? How can they change it?
You replace those limiting beliefs with the empowering ones, right? And the best way I know how to do that is daily self-development time. Mm. I still do 30, 45 minutes every morning. I don't want to answer the phone. I don't want to answer the door. I don't want to leave the house until I have my consciousness vibrating at the level I want. So meditate, pray, exercise, the books I mentioned earlier.
Say the books again.
Jim Rohn,
say the books. And tell us real quick some of your books. One more time. I want people to know which books you've got that they can go to and make it part of their library.
Well, the most impactful book I've ever read was Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, because that gave me a congruent philosophy for living. The Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. Prosperity by Charles Fillmore, and then the classics I mentioned, Think and Grow Rich, The Magic of Thinking Big, The Richest Man in Babylon, those kind of Robert Schuller, I mean, stuff like that. You spend half an hour, even 15 minutes, reading a book like that, reading Willie, reading your book, okay?
Yep.
Somebody spends 15 minutes in the morning reading that, they're not going to have the same results. They're going to have better results. They're going to have a different outcome for the rest of the day.
Tell us some of the people you, in some examples and amazing success stories of people you've helped overcome in this limiting thinking, these mind viruses.
I'm telling you, it's so heartwarming to see. I think of a gal who, you know, her first name is Mary, but she was in Denver, you know, living in her friend's basement with two kids. Raising two kids on welfare in her friend's basement, and she makes about, I'd say, $35,000 a month now. The money is great, the money's cool, but it's more important. It's her self-esteem, it's her self-respect, it's the way her kids look at her now. I think of a lady I'm working with in London, same thing right now. Again, also a single mother with a couple of kids who started on welfare and got off welfare. It's about freedom and choices, and yeah, the cars and the clothes and the trips and all that stuff is nice, but man, it's more about the self-respect and the self-esteem, knowing that you're really stepping into your greatness, stepping
wow.
into your potential.
Wow. Well, now, what are some of the universal laws of prosperity you discuss in your books, your videos, and your programs that help people overcome the thinking and the sluggish economy? What are the things that you can tell people right now? Many people, oh, I lost my job, I lost my house, but I can't do it. You can change your thinking. Randy's going to give you some tips right now.
I think of the imaging law of prosperity. Getting a dream board or prosperity map in your bedroom where you're going to see it every morning, every night, putting images of things you want to do, have, and become. So that helps program your subconscious mind. I think of the vacuum law of prosperity, which is based on the principle that nature abhors a vacuum. If you create a vacuum, nature is going to fill it with good, right? So if you walk along the beach and put footprints in the sand, the next wave's going to fill them in, right?
Right.
So nature always fills a vacuum. So you want more clothes? Find some of your old clothes and give them away to the homeless shelter. You want some new shoes? Give away some old shoes to the, you know, the same thing, the soup kitchen. And this is true for relationships, for anything. You know, if you're holding on to a negative, dysfunctional relationship, there's no way the universe has any room to give you a positive one. So one of the first questions I always ask people who are kind of stuck on prosperity is, what are you holding on to that you need to be releasing?
That's fantastic. What are you holding on that you need to be releasing in order to become all that you can be and the prosperity that can help you grow to the next level? Am I right, Randy?
Yeah, because that's how you apply the vacuum law. And then, of course, there's always the law of giving and receiving, which is very biblical. The law of tithing, all those kind of, we got to live in accordance with these laws if we want to manage. You know, it'd be nice if all, you know, we had to do was sit home and watch The Secret, but it doesn't quite work that way.
It doesn't quite work that way. I mean, I love The Secret, but they left out a part of that you got to take some action in this process too. And,
yeah.
And it takes part of that. Well, you've made millions of dollars, millions. I mean, people talk about Randy Gage, not only here in America, but in Australia and around the globe for your prosperity teaching. And you've made millions of dollars teaching people around the world how to obtain prosperity. Why is your message popular in Eastern Europe and other countries and cultures worldwide, and sometimes even more than here in America?
Yeah, because I think people in America take it for granted, Willie. Not everybody, but, you know, I just came. I did a program in Moscow, a week and a half ago. I was there, 1,500 people. And they came from Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Ukraine. Some of those people drove for 5 days. Some of them rode trains for 5 days. They slept in their car. They might have taken 2 months' worth of salary to come to this thing. We're in this huge hall, you know, 1,500 people. The air conditioning in Moscow is, like, atrocious. I mean, there were people getting taken out to ambulances because they were having a heat stroke in the hall. It was that hot. And they wouldn't leave. They were just, they have such a voracious appetite for prosperity. They don't take it for granted because they didn't have it. You know, here in the United States, when you're poor, you probably got cable TV, you probably got a cell phone, you've got a microwave, you got a computer. I mean, what we call poor, that's like crazy, crazy. Go to the third world and you see what poor is.
So what did you tell them? What kind of things did you tell these folks to say, hey, okay, folks, you came a long way, you've invested a lot. Let me tell you what it's going to take right now to get going and change your thinking and create prosperity in your life.
Just the stuff we're talking today, man.
Yep.
Every morning, set some time for yourself. Focus. Know what your dream is. What are you going for? Know what you're running from. Put that image up on your dream map. Do affirmations. Another key.
Oh, that's a big one. Do affirmations. That's a big one.
Yeah, and let me tell you one of the biggest ones. I did a video on this. It's just going crazy on my YouTube channel. You know, dealing with negative people, okay? This is a huge one. Who are you surrounding yourself with? You know, Jim Rohn used to say your income will be the average income of the five people you spend the most time with, and that's true. And it's true not just for income. I think it's true for health, for relationships. If you're married, I bet the state of your marriage is the average of the five couples you guys hang out with the most. I mean, it's fascinating how that works. So you probably got some negative people in your life, and you got to ask yourself, you know, what, you know, how am I dealing with that? Who have I surrounded myself with?
Wow. I have a new set of affirmations that I shared with my staff just about a week ago. I woke up in the middle of the night and said, money is good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then I wrote a couple of lines. Having a lot of money is good. Oh, no. Making a lot of money is good. Having a lot of money is good, and giving a lot of money is really good. And so I just wrote that affirmation, and I put it in, and I started quoting it, and it just empowered me because I want to make a lot of money, have a lot of money, give a lot of money, and help a lot of folks with that, and live a life that says to people that you can have great things. You can take care of your kids' college education. You don't have to worry about it. You can do some things for your family and friends and loved ones that will make a difference. And so we're going to come right back after this break. We've got one more segment with my friend Randy Gage, and I want to pour on what it's going to take for you to realize that the success that you want is within your grasp. We got Randy Gage. You're listening to Willie Jolly. This is your time for growing. You know for sure across America, the best is yet to come. Stay tuned. That song from the movie and the Broadway play Skiggy, and I was honored that they let me record that song for the CD. Get that CD, Money Making Music and Motivation, on my website, or you can download it from YouTube, or you can hear some of the music on YouTube, iTunes, Napster, all the different online music sites. Well, Randy Gage is my guest, prosperity teacher extraordinaire, a good friend, and one of the people who helps people to create wealth. Well, Randy, before we go anywhere, I want to point people to where they can find you online, where they can get your books, where they can get your materials, because they need to get your materials, and they need to sign up for your newsletter. Tell them all about that, and if you have any upcoming events in America that they should know about.
Well, best way to find kind of my nexus is randygage.com, and I've got a prosperity and success blog there. I've got a Randy's Rant, which is my email newsletter, so sign up for those. And then you'll know whenever I'm doing public programs. I'm all over social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Empire Avenue, LinkedIn, any of those. Connect with me there. And then YouTube/ Randy Gage is my Prosperity TV channel. And I put a new video up there every week or two, so that's free. Just stop by, start watching the videos, and I'm always sharing whatever lessons on prosperity are top of mind with me right then.
Wow. And tell them some of the books that they can get. I love, you know, your titles are so dynamic. Tell them some of the books.
The Seven Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, Prosperity Mind, Accept Your Abundance, 37 Secrets About Prosperity. If you go to Amazon and just type in my name, you'll get them all up. But that's really, all my books are something to do with success and prosperity. That's really my passion, is taking the timeless lessons from people like Charles Fillmore, Ernest Holmes, or Napoleon Hill, and then talking about practical application, how you apply them today in today's world, where we're assaulted by all these mind viruses and programming and negative people and negative media and so much of that. So that's really what my work is about, is how you overcome that to really step into your greatness. because I believe you were born to be rich. I believe you're supposed to be healthy, happy, and prosperous. And that's what my work is all about.
And I want people to have greater wealth. I believe that many people struggle with wealth. They've been programmed. They feel bad about money. I say it often. I tell the story of a family member who was so programmed about wealth, problems with wealth, that was an evangelist. And when he would go to give messages, people would give him the honorarium, and he'd give it back. But yet he had a family of children, and they were losing homes and losing. And I said, please think higher consciousness, and was so guilty. And so that's why we've tried to share with people wealth without guilt, that that it's a programming, that we have to reprogram our mind, and we have to not buy into, this woe is me mindset, or that money's bad, or that it's the Bible says it clearly, not money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. And when you put money before the thing, you have to realize that the money is a leverage. It's a tool to help you make a difference and make a impact, not just for this generation, but generations to come. Well, Randy, I want to ask you a couple more questions. I know we've only got a few more minutes in this. You've built multi-millions in your personal life, and you've helped others to do it. And you've helped a lot of people to grow their wealth, grow their thinking. You've shown them that there are universal principles. So what can people do right now to achieve prosperity in their lives? What kind of things that do you recommend for your listeners and friends and family members to do right now? Hey, man, you're struggling with money, what can they do right now?
Take an inventory. Take an inventory of the people in your life. Who are the five people you spend the most time with? You're working all day in a cubicle next to someone 8 hours a day, and they're negative. Hey, one of them already taken. People tell me all the time, well, you know, what do you do when you're married to a negative person? Well, you know what? That's another one of your five, you know. And the question I'd ask is, would they tell me the same thing? Would they say they're married to a negative person? So you got two slots filled. Okay, how are you filling the other three slots? Somebody you're hanging out with in the pub is going to be a whole lot different than somebody you meet at the bookstore on Friday night, right?
Yep.
How are you choosing the people you're spending time with? And even people you don't know. You know, one of my goals is to become a billionaire, right? So my mastermind partners are, you know, Bill Gates and Richard Branson and people like that. But I haven't met them, right?
Right.
I just get their books. I get everything about them, everything by them. I read what they write. I want to know how they think. So you can change some of those people with who you allow to influence you. You control your programming. Be conscious when you go to the movies, when you're watching TV. What's the subliminal message? You know, my last book was all about that. Movies like Titanic and Avatar and the shows on television. There's so many of those mind viruses in there. Money is bad. Rich people are evil. It's spiritual to be poor. So become a critical thinker. Analyze the show you just watched. Analyze the movies you're taking your kids to. Say, well, were there rich people in this movie? How were the rich people portrayed? Because we can look, whether we talk Dallas or Dynasty or Melrose Place or House or, Avatar or Titanic. Think how wealthy people are portrayed, because those are the mind viruses that you get infected with.
So be
conscious of that.
Absolutely. And let me say, folks, one of the things I found out, I've been really blessed to be around wealthy people over these last 20 years because of the speaking industry. And some of the greatest givers and meaningful people I've met are Les Brown, giver, Jim and Naomi Rohde, givers, wealthy, Nito Cobain, givers, you go down the list, Brian Tracy, we go through the people, Zig Ziglar, the people who we met in the speaking business who are wealthy, who've created wealth, but also are big givers, so are more giving than I can imagine ever meeting in anywhere else. And so I want you to understand that the image you have of wealth will impact how you will start to pursue it. And you have to understand that you can become a massive giver. givers. So then the people we have on this show over and over again every week. That's why I want you to make sure you listen every week so you can hear these people and understand that these people are wealthy, but they're big givers. They give of their time. They give of their resources. They give of their energy. They give of their information. And Randy's one of them who continuously does that. And Randy, you've been able to really help people around the world by your books and your videos and your ideas and your thoughts and really shake people up, say, folks, this is the time for you to go. And these are tough times. We all know that. But you are of the mindset this is a great time to be wealthy. Am I right? Or create wealth.
I'm looking, as I'm talking to you, I'm looking out the window of my office. I'm on Biscayne Bay. There's some guy who has like a jetpack thing on his back. It has this long tube that is going down into the water. And he is flying above the water like 20 feet. And he's just, he's having the time of his life. And you know what? I don't think he's thinking these are tough times right now. I think he's having a spiritual experience. And I'm just looking at this guy saying, that is so cool. I want to do that. I never even seen that before. I don't even know what that is. It's like a jetpack with water instead of air, because it's got like this big hose like sucks the water out of the bay, and then it sprays out the back with two jet streams. And he's flying. I mean, it's the coolest looking thing you've ever seen. Like I said, we're in one of the greatest times for innovation and enlightenment and wisdom and prosperity. In our lifetimes, most of us who are listening to this radio show will have the chance to vacation on the moon, to buy a house under the ocean with a coral view. I mean, just the possibilities are so endless when you will let go of victimhood and become a victor, when you'll let go of lack thinking and begin limitless thinking.
Wow. Folks, my friend Randy Gage. Randy, the great interviews always go quickly, but you have given people incredibles. Let go of the victimhood and get a victor thinking. Get rid of a lack and start thinking abundance. Randy Gage, folks, go to randygage.com. You'll be blessed. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Willie.
You're the best. I hope to see you soon, and I thank you for taking time to be on with me. Folks, well, thank you. Y'all stay tuned. We've got more to come. Stay tuned. This is Willie Jolly across America, and I want you to know the best is yet to come.
So I'm still gonna fly.